everybody. Welcome.
We are back.
We back and we better and we improve now.
We have a big announcement.
Oh, yeah.
We have a visitor.
We have a visitor. Messiah.
Say hi, Buddha.
Hey, baby.
Look. That was his high.
But we have an announcement that we have not been able to make because we tried to do something a little while back, but you know, everything going on, it's been so much. And I'm not even gonna lie, y'all, we just been doing a lot and we haven't had the time to catch our breaths, but we coming back to y'all with Ethan being a regular on this show.
Yes.
So she has joined me as my co-host.
I'm very excited about this. It was kind of in the works for a minute since literally the first episode. Chile has been trying to get me on.
Listen.
And, you know, I was with it because the chemistry in our conversation was really, it was superb. Like, it was just next level and it flowed so nicely. And then we did the second episode that I actually had asked her to do. And it went just as well. So it was just like no reason not to. Plus these, like we talked about on our other episodes, this is our regular everyday life conversations. Yeah. Like, this is just, why not? You know what I mean?
Every time we talk is something. We be like, dang, we should have recorded this right on podcast.
That's always the thing. That's always, we on the phone every day. Oh my God, we could have recorded this. Lord.
But, so we're going to bring y'all live. Of course, we're going to have guests from time to time. But, you know, we just taking this to the next level. Even giving y'all recordings from time to time like this.
Yes.
And we're excited to be able to do this and just come to y'all raw and 100% just us. You know, this is just raw, uncut.
With the baby us. On board.
Yes, because he ain't want to go down for a nap. So he's attending.
He's a part of the day. Exactly. Team. Two black women and Messiah.
Yes. Life. Of a black woman, but a black woman is us, and a black woman is you. All of you women out there watching us. And then even the men who want to watch us, this is not just for women. This is for men, too. Y'all can get some knowledge. There's a lot of men who actually tune into our podcast episodes, and I appreciate y'all.
And
so
show
much.
Love.
Yeah.
Show love.
Y'all show a lot of love.
Didn't you say that was Eric who commented?
Yes.
Comment show love. Oh, my God. Like, that was just the sweetest thing, just to see that somebody is listening to this. Somebody has been moved enough by this to go forward and reach out and say,
listen,
this was a great episode.
Yeah.
We loved this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, that made our day.
So just so y'all ladies know, the men loves it too now. They like what we talking about. So listen to us. You can trust us because they actually like us.
That would be great.
All right, so today we're going to bring y'all, what is self-care and mindfulness? We want to talk about self-care and mindfulness. So the first question that we have is, what is self-care and what is mindfulness? So self-care, I'm going to just pull up the definition for these things and we're going to give it to y'all from there. All right, so self-care isn't any activity that we do deliberately in order to take care of our mental, emotional, and physical health. And I think that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
And mindfulness would be the quality of or state of being conscious or aware of something. So, one thing that we're going to do is we're going to give you like the inside of if we've been being good with self-care for ourselves.
Woo!
And practicing mindfulness.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of conversations about just how we're doing, what we could do better, because those are just our normal conversations in general, but we definitely touched on self-care a little bit in the last episode when we talked about George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
This is just really an extension. Besides, excited about the extension that we're about to do. So for me, I feel like I've been like fluctuating back and forth between self, taking care of myself, not taking care of myself, and the ways that I've been kind of doing well and doing poorly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, so she said because eating has been like a big thing. Like, anytime I do eat, I'm definitely eating something healthy, but I haven't been eating consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a struggle just because of some other health concerns. but I'm working on it down. I had smoothie today. I had
some good old salmon cakes, y'all.
Yes, I had made salmon cakes yesterday. Some jasmine rice. Russell, yeah, she ate a cold salmon cake, guys. The microwave was right there. I don't know what was going on, but she enjoyed
listen,
it.
I don't care. I'd be like, listen, what you got?
I was just like, with the microwave's literally right there, but it's okay. Like, that's fine. But, you know, so I'm doing better. I'm just working every day to do better. And I really want to try to be financially taking care of myself as well. So I'm saving money, too, with just buying groceries and cooking instead of ordering out, you know. And then the food that would be available would be very different if I was ordering out. You know what I mean? So that's one aspect for me. What about you?
And what about mindfulness for you?
Look, I thought I talked enough that she was just gonna, you know, allow me to go on.
Nope.
I would say I had got really, really good with writing. Journaling is always my way to be mindful because I have a lot of thoughts that come in and out of my mind, and I don't always just pay attention to them, process them, and understand them wholly sometimes. So journaling is my way to do that. And because I've been doing that a little bit less, I know that I'm not being as mindful as I could be. But that's definitely something that I'm working on. I've definitely been reading daily devotions in the morning, though. You know, so I'm feeding positive thoughts to my spirit, but I just also need to release the other thoughts that I'm having. Yeah, what about you, Lay?
Well, as y'all can see through this podcast and this video, that I'm chasing this little boy around. Mm-hmm. So self-care comes when it comes to me. but I feel like I've been doing okay. I can do much better. Like, there's been things I want to do, like, take care of my skin a little bit better and, you know, work out a little bit more. But I have been working out a lot lately. I will say more than usual. And I started that during quarantine, which has been great. I've been having more time because I don't have to go back and forth to work. And then also, I've been, I've just been talking.
We've been exercising.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been exercising, working out, and then, I've been joining more groups. I've been talking to my friends a little bit more and stuff, and just, you know, expressing how I feel, and actually reaching out to people when I feel a certain type of way, which has been good. And just, I don't know. I've been feeling good, though. I don't know. Like, even though I haven't been able to do the things I really, really want to do, I've been feeling good.
I think she's been allowing herself to be joyful. I think we definitely sometimes can have the entire recipe for joy and for happiness and for peace, but we don't always acknowledge them. We don't always have that spirit of gratefulness.
Yeah.
But Shaleya, I think I've watched her be tremendous in the fact that she's grown to learn how to allow herself to be joyful and to be in a space of rest, even in the middle of chaos.
Yeah, and also just understanding that everything will never be all the way perfect.
Yeah.
That's something that has helped
me. That's
part
of peace.
it helped me find a lot of peace and take care of myself a little bit better. I can be very hard on myself. And actually, one of my friends whooped me mentally the other day. And I'm going to shout you out, Valerie. That's one of my best friends. I'm down in Georgia. And I talked to her and she said, "You have been being nice to yourself, you know, blah, blah, blah." And I looked down like,
I spoke to her after this conversation and I was just like, I am glad that I was really honestly so thankful that she had somebody that said it the way she needed to get it. Because I think a lot of times, sometimes we'll hear stuff from different places, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we'll even know ourselves, but if we don't hear it in the way that we need for it to get to us, you know, and she received it, and I was like, okay, good, we about to have a little change.
She shook with me. She shook me all. I was like, oh crap, like, all right. And she got me in check, though. I really needed to hear that.
Yeah, we have to have those friends.
Yeah, so I can do better, though, when it comes to the self-care. I'm getting there. Slowly but surely. Because I'm running after Lil. He's about to be one next month, y'all. But I'm running after Lil.
I cannot believe it's been a whole year almost since you had my bad day.
Girl.
Like, where did the time go? Him over here standing up.
Yes, it flew. And he's about to start walking. Listen, I said, I'm ready for him to walk. No, I'm not ready for him to walk. Ready. I'm not ready for him to walk.
Not at all.
He's already everywhere with crawling. Yes. So what am I going to do when he starts walking? I'm not ready. So also with mindfulness, though. So with mindfulness, I've been doing good with that, I feel like. I've been eating extremely healthy. I did the Savy diet for like a good 2 to 3 months. And honestly, I kind of stepped back. So I started eating fish again. When I first did the Savy diet for the 2.5 months to 3 months, I did nothing but plant-based diet, everything that was on his list. So everything that was on it. And I had fun with those recipes. I will not lie to you. I had a lot of fun.
Oh my god, cooking
a lot. And everything's from scratch though. So it was like, right, it takes some time. And that's when I finally was like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to come off this a little bit.
Can we talk about how somebody called me extra when I told them how I use breadcrumbs for my salmon cakes, but she was making every meal from scratch? Literally, like she said, for 3 months. Like breakfast, lunch, dinner, scratch, scratch, scratch. Like she's creating all of these crazy things, baking all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I'm just gonna help y'all.
Okay. And, I mean, that right there, amazing. Cause it couldn't have been me. Like,
I still gotta make her a little zucchini bread up from scratch.
I'm ready.
Zucchini bread. So yeah, like that. The mindfulness is just the eating healthy. You know, just paying attention to my mental health a lot more and how I'm feeling about certain things, and actually just listening to my intuition a lot. I've been listening to my intuition. I've been learning how to listen closely.
Oh my god.
And I've been learning actually to even pay attention to my friends and the people around me to know if they're listening to their intuition and actually like saying like, hey, that's your intuition. You know, listen to it a little bit more. It's been real nice to see that and see people grow and just grow myself.
Yeah. I would say I definitely agree that that's one thing that had been a challenge for me, was trusting myself. You know what I mean? I think that's what listening to your intuition is. It's allowing yourself to say, okay, this is how I feel about this. This is, you know, I've thought about this. I've taken my time and these are my feelings and I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think I was doing a lot of just going back on how I, you know, quote unquote, thought I felt about things or what I believe to be true about people and situations. And it's just like, you have to trust yourself. You know what I mean? And it just took a conversation to remind me to trust myself, to that, you know, everything that I need, I have already. And that's why I was saying that I'm on more of a positive end of the mindfulness and of self-care while I am still achieving that balance.
Yeah. We're coming towards the end, but we want to leave y'all all with some good advice and some words of wisdom that you can carry with you, you know, through this journey and just the journey of self-care, mindfulness, and just, you know, this has been a lot going on recently, you know, especially with a lot of the stuff that's going on towards the African American community, quarantine, not being able to complete certain activities like we used to, and go places that we used to, and travel, and just different things of that sort. This has been a very great change for us, a shift.
A challenging time, yeah. And a huge shift, yeah. In thinking and behavior, mm-hmm. And oh my gosh.
Especially for the outgoing folks. I know y'all been struggling, boy. Some people don't know how to sit down now. Yeah. And I know it's been a lot for you to be able to sit down and just start realizing stuff, because, you know, a lot of stuff start flooding to the forefront and you get time to really sit down and think about things.
Yeah, I know some people that move so much, they purposely do that so they don't have the time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So like you said, it is definitely a shift for them, because it was the time of not having the choice. You know what I mean? Like, while there are so many distractions, there's only but so many at the same time. Yeah. Like, so you have to take the time to confront yourself. And I think that's part of those tips that I want to give, is to really do things in your own time. First of all, I saw a lot of things on social media when a lot of the Black Lives Matter protests began, and prior to that, about what everyone should be doing. And I think that was the one thing that turned me off, because everyone is very, very different. I think everyone has completely different purposes, completely different roles in life, completely different understandings. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, there can't be a blueprint for what everyone should be doing. You know what I mean? I think that we all have to figure that out for ourselves. Yeah. We all have to take the time to learn ourselves as best as possible, to understand ourselves, and why we do the things we do. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think writing is one of the things that, whether you are a writer or not, I think it's one of those things just to be like, to get your thoughts out your head and allow you to maybe read them back, you know, and or do a voice recording. I sometimes when I don't want to write, I'll do voice recordings, go back and listen to it, and just figure out, you know, where do certain things stem from, you know what I mean, so that we don't repeat the same patterns, so that we don't allow people to take us to certain emotional states, you know. It's just those are the small things that you need right now to keep calm as possible while everything outside is tumultuous. You want to make sure your inner space is much less tumultuous than what's going on outside in the world.
Yeah, that's true. And I think like the best advice that I can give you all is to keep your head up. Know that this is all temporary. And I know I said that a lot. I've been saying that a lot through a lot of things, but it's so true. And that's helped me get through a lot of different things, just knowing that
this too shall pass.
This is temporary. Yes, this too shall pass. And just keeping our heads up through everything. Cause, you know, there's some people out here who may have lost certain people, may have lost people during this time. And, you know, we go out, our hearts go out to you. And, you know, we hope that y'all getting through everything the best way that y'all can. But just know, like I said, this is all temporary. And build yourself up through this time. Like, this is time for you to really, like, figure out what you really want. Yeah. You sitting still. Work on what you need to work on that you haven't been able to work on because you've been so busy moving all the time, you know? Like, really do what you need to do. Do some research on some stuff that you've been wanting to do research on for the longest. Like, do what you have to do in order to get yourself to a point where you can look back and say, dang, I use that time to the best of my capability. Because if you are sitting still, this is time that you will not get back, you know? So later on, you'll be like, you wish you had the time to work on certain things and to do certain things.
You know, so some people don't have that focus and that ability to channel their energy into what is quote unquote productive.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to realize that that's okay. Yeah. That's you. And also that to the people who comment on it, that's okay for those people. Like, you can't say what is right for them.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, what Shalay is saying is for everybody to do the best for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That's what both of us were trying to get across. And it's unique.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all. Just understand the uniqueness of
And that's a different
situation.
Thing, too. Like, and that's what I said.
This little boy.
That's why I love doing this with her, because she gets that balance from me, because... Yeah. You know, I'm so business-minded, and I will keep going, and she's has seen me during this time. Yeah. I've been starting a lot of stuff. I've been doing a lot of business. I've been, like, on a go, and, you know, it's like, and as you can see, this little boy everywhere. So it's like, how the heck am I doing all this? And he's just doing all this. So it's like me trying to juggle all of this, a child and a full-time job at the same time, and starting companies. But
it's a lot. Yeah. But, like, the point, I think, is that her perspective is completely different from mine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're both very valid. And it's like, you need that duality, you know what I mean? That well-roundedness and that understanding, that 360 understanding, you know.
She got the emotional aspect that I definitely do need, because I ain't got it, y'all. Now, I can get emotional.
I was about to say, I won't agree with that.
But you know, I don't do it. I don't get emotional for everything, though. It's just certain people.
I would describe myself as an emotional... Well, I would say emotion full. I don't like emotional because I really don't like to let my emotions rule me, but I am full of emotions, like, you know, and that's in everything that I do.
Yeah. I don't know, y'all. I've been through so much, so I learned. I used to be like that, and then after growing up in the hood, it was like I couldn't have it with too many people everywhere, you know? So,
Buddha.
Yeah, so for me, it was like I had, at one point in my life when I was younger, I just learned not to really have emotions for a lot of different things, and that carried with me into this time. But I had to learn how to
let certain people in. And she's
it's
done
and
amazingly.
Vice versa.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay. We were actually talking about earlier how we have still been progressing and growing and learning each other every day. You know, like we really have continued to just keep communicating when we had issues, and so it doesn't become an actual issue. Because that's, I think the problem is that we as people a lot of times don't address things, and then it just it starts to eat away every time something else happens, and it's just like, okay, well, now I can't be your friend. And it's like, wait, what?
My anxiety will go to the roof, and I wouldn't even know that it was there until it was there, and I was like, I can't do this, you know.
What's wrong with the boat, baby?
But yeah, so that's all we want to leave y'all with, those little nuggets. And we will be back again next week.
Bless you, baby.
Yeah. I was looking like you.
Well, we will be back again next week. And, you know, this little man, he may be back to twerking us or not.
We don't know. Mm-hmm.
But say bye, Messiah. Regardless.
Say bye-bye.
And just remember to follow us
on Instagram.
At Queen Shalaya. Queen Shalaya.
And Faye the Realist, which is FayTheReallist. And Faye the Artist at FayTheArtist.
Yes, and we will be making an Instagram account for Life of a Black Woman real soon.
Super excited. All
right.
We're out.
Bye.
Peace, everyone. Have a great week.
Yes.